Ashley.
Taryn.
Out of all my Taryn's fun facts that might be fiction that I've done, this is my favorite.
Really?
That's a bold statement. Yeah, and I don't think you know this. If you do, can you just, for once in your life.
If I do, I'm better than everyone.
Just throw me a bone.
I'm better than everyone.
Can you just fake it and be like, wow.
Okay, I can do that.
I'll be able to tell if you're faking it.
Well, you just told me to do
it. Okay. Did you know the voices of Mickey and Minnie actually got married in real life?
I love that.
That's the most beautiful thing.
I love that so
much. I've ever heard. I think that's real. You didn't know, huh?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, they got married in real life.
Oh my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Was it because of all the voiceover work they did together?
I think so.
I love love. Wow. Down probably the best fun fact we've
had. I think so too. Like, I think in that moment you're like, I don't hate the segment.
Yeah, you're like, actually I love this. I love this a lot. What is up, everyone?
Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley. That's Taryn.
Taryn.
This is Unsolicited Advice, and we are here to advise you on all of your life issues. Because we have none. I'm just kidding.
Who's got an issue? Raise your hand in the car.
Super excited for today's episode, and do we just dive in?
Well, we can like catch up. Is there anything like that's happened recently? Ashley's excited
really.
About this episode. She's like, let's go.
Well, I bypassed because I don't think I have any updates.
Oh, must be nice to
have
a stable
an update?
Life. I got catfished by a hotel.
What?
I got catfished by a hotel.
It wasn't a nice hotel?
No.
You know what?
Nope.
Hotel photographers, that's an art. That's an art. Good lighting and a wide lens.
I will say, like, they did good.
Yeah.
They done good. Okay, so, out of the list of hotels I was looking at, this was the most expensive. But because it looked like it was bright and, like, very, like, boho style, beautiful, on the beach, I was like, I'm going to do it. So I spent so much more money than I should have.
Oof.
But I was like, it's worth it because like we were doing content for a whole day and a half. Like I was like, this is going to be great. And we got there and I immediately like looked at the building and I was like, huh.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
And it was the smallest room I've ever been in. Super yellowy. The air conditioning was like a wall unit that sounded like someone was just blowing like a on you.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I got catfished.
Oh, no.
I even looked at their Instagram, but well, duh. Copy and paste photos. But
copy
anyways,
and paste photos.
Yeah, it was interesting, but I made the most of it.
You know what I just noticed?
What?
I think we both say interesting wrong.
Like, interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Interesting. I don't think anyone says, Michaela, do you say interesting or interesting? Interesting.
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 We're out. Let's go ahead and dive into the Tearing It Up segment, which is probably my favorite segment of the whole episode, which is when you guys send us hilarious, embarrassing stories. I have one for today, so I'm going to dive right in.
Do it.
Hi, Taryn and Ashley.
My favorite thing in the world is when Ashley's on, like, she's like,
I'm on a trajectory.
She's on the top of the hill and like she already committed to going down.
Yeah.
She cannot break. Like she gets so phased if I throw anything at her.
Yeah.
So
it's
I try
a
not
dodgeball
to.
Coming at me and I have to bob.
But I can't help it sometimes.
Bob
it's just
out
funny.
Of the way. Bob and bob weave
and
out
weave.
Of the way.
Go ahead.
I have been listening to the pod for the past few years, and every time I hear you guys read a Tearing It Up, I always tell myself that I should share this story. It's my back pocket embarrassing story, so buckle up. I'm 23 now, and this happened back when I was 16, so I've had plenty of time to heal from the embarrassment. So back when I was 16, I was on my school's track team. I was a subpar distance runner and had to run the mile at this specific meet. When the race began, I was feeling good. I started off at a strong pace and kept it up throughout the mile. It all came down to the last lap, and I wanted to push myself a little harder and pass the girl that was in front of me. I sped up and began running faster and faster. I passed the girl that was just ahead of me, feeling unstoppable as I heard people cheering my name. That was until I realized I was actively peeing my pants.
What?
Every step I took, more and more pee continued to come out. By the time I crossed the finish line, my bladder was completely empty.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just imagining like running full speed
every
and
step,
water
just like,
or not water, psh, pee just like psh, flying behind you.
Ew.
I prayed nobody saw and ran over to my bag and quickly put a pair of sweatpants on. But from that day on, anytime I had to have a track race, I would purposely avoid drinking water so I wouldn't have the same fate. In hindsight, that was also probably not the best move. To this day, I don't think anyone saw the events that occurred on that fateful day, but to help myself sleep at night, I'll go with no. I will never forget that day because not only did I get my fastest mile time, but I was a 16-year-old who peed her pants. XOXO Dana.
Dang. I wonder if any of the runners like slipped in it. You know?
I mean, there's she said, like, fully emptied her bladder, so...
It's a good amount.
Fully, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it depends on what she was wearing. If it, like...
You know what's interesting?
Happened fast, or if it happened slow, you know?
I feel like most of the tearing it ups I see in our inbox have to do with, like, peeing.
Yeah,
People peeing themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, should we really be that embarrassed about it? Like, is this just
a normal thing that
we're just not aware of?
I don't think it's normal.
We should just embrace it.
Because remember, recently I read the I almost peed on a stranger one on the plane.
Yeah.
She was like hopping over. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I've peed myself.
Great story. I have. But I was a lot younger.
Oh.
Well, did yours happen recently?
I don't know.
Honestly, be honest.
Like, I just like don't get as fazed by it, I think.
Got it.
Anyways. Not me just like thinking in my head about all the times I've like maybe peed myself. Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Should I jump into my
story? Dive into it.
Okay. So mine is titled, Is It Okay to Be Someone's Second Choice?
Never.
We'll see if you change your mind.
Never.
This is an interesting topic.
It is.
This is an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what it's about.
I know enough.
You don't know.
I know enough.
You don't know.
Let me live, Taryn.
She goes, it is.
It is.
Okay. Dear Taryn and Ashley, my name is Catherine, but you can call me Kat. See, we're just like... that much closer with
mm-hmm,
her.
Mm-hmm.
Before I begin my story, I wanted to say how much I love you both and the pod. Listening every week has become the best part of my mornings.
Oh.
Oh, I definitely, you know how there's some podcasts that you listen to in the morning and at night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why, but I listen to all my true crime more at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
When I'm driving.
Scarier.
Sets the vibe.
Yeah. Who wants to wake up and hear about death? You know?
Some people.
Some people.
Yeah. I can think of some a few people that I would not be shocked by that. I feel like our podcast would be...
I feel like it's a good morning one.
I feel like it's a good morning, but I could
like
see
it's
it
a
like
good morning
anytime.
Commute one.
Morning commute, but mm-hmm. I could also see like getting ready for bed and just having it on because it's light.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's easy. It's
all this
easy
to
listening.
Say, because we're just so amazing, you can listen to us
24/7. Whenever you feel like it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 22 and a full-time student. I recently got a fellowship out of state, which has caused me to move in with my brother who lives where my fellowship takes place. He lives with his best friend, Aaron, who I never met. I just briefly heard of. Aaron and I were instantly attracted to each other, but we've both been too busy for dating. So we both agreed to what, Ash?
I'm so sorry.
You weren't listening.
I was getting my email ready.
You were listening?
I'm so sorry.
I just caught you what so red-handed.
Well, no, you've never asked me a direct question while you were reading.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
You gaga. What were you going to do?
I was going to chime back in once I pulled up my email.
Yeah, but weren't you just going to make up what you thought
it was? It was the intro. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I was going to chime in when it got good.
Savage!
Okay.
Pay attention!
Okay, give me a summary of what I missed.
She moved... Wow, this is not intro. This is a lot of stuff. She moved in with her brother, who lives in the same state where now her fellowship is.
Okay.
He has a roommate that she had never met before, but when she met him, instantly attracted. Both said they weren't ready to, like, date, so they agreed to...
just be friends. Platonic.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Oh my gosh. Get on my page. Okay. We agreed to a only relationship. No feelings and no relationships. Aaron made this very, very clear. Mm-hmm. However, not you watching me so intently, like, shoot. Like, I don't want to get caught again.
That's when I messed up.
I love that.
Trying to get back in your good graces.
However, the more our arrangement goes on, the more I quickly started to really like Aaron.
Oh, she's catching feels.
Not friends with benefits does not, it's very rare that it works. It's very rare that.
Two very similar type of people, I think, to find each other and it work. 99% of the time, someone catches feelings.
Someone has feelings. Or I will say, it works until it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's going good until it's not.
It's very rare that you have, like, a friends with benefits and then you both are like, all right, cool, bro. Like, see you. Like, go on with your life.
This,
you know,
the handshake. With this, boom, go.
Yeah, it's very rare. Okay. So I told him how I felt. He told me, it's not that I don't like you, Kat. I just don't want to like you. I don't want to like anyone. I don't want to love anyone. So I called off our relationship because I didn't want to be with Aaron if he felt this way. Aaron ended up coming to me a few weeks later and telling me he never got closure from his last breakup years ago. He was madly in love with her and he never felt like he could move on. Until Aaron bumped into his ex-girlfriend and saw she was married. So this gave him closure and let him move on. Oh. He told me he missed me, and if he was capable to love someone again, it would be me. I love him, and I don't want him to be with anyone. I don't want to be with anyone but him. However, a part of me feels as if I'm second choice, that if he saw his ex-girlfriend single that day, he wouldn't have come back to me.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That he might have tried to fix things with her. How am I supposed to feel this way when his ex-girlfriend affected him to the point he wouldn't move on for years until he saw that she did? I don't want to feel like I'm second choice, but I've only told my best friend about this, and she tells me I deserve better and should move on. Is it stupid for me to not want to be with anyone but Aaron? That the thought of Aaron being with someone else makes me heartbroken? I would love to know what you both think. I could use some advice. Thank you, Kat.
Whoa.
I want to be clear. I don't love this situation for you, but I love, this is a very fascinating situation.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very, very specific situation. Yeah. This is very interesting. If I were in your shoes, I think I would hate the fact he worded it all wrong.
I
understand where he's coming from. If he was hung up on someone, I get that closure can do that to you, but he did not need to tell you, oh, she's moved on, so now I am. Like, and I'm ready to be with you now because she's moved on. Like, that
but isn't that
is
such a, like, dude thing? Like,
probably.
Just, this is so matter of fact, whereas girls, like, we would, and I'm not, like, just separating it. I'm sure there's some guys that aren't,
for sure,
and some
for sure,
girls
for
that
sure.
are terrible.
But stereotypically.
Yeah. Like, if that were me, like, I feel like I would have worded that so different. Like, when I was telling the person how it wouldn't work out, I would be like, hey, I really do care about you, but, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I still have some stuff connected to my ex that I got to work through.
Yeah.
And then if I saw my ex move on and that meant that door shut, then I would do the work of figuring out like how to heal and move on from that. And then I would like start something up when I felt like I was ready. I don't think I would even like
dive back
in. Say like, hey, guess what? My ex is married. So like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like,
it was almost like an automatic thing. Like he was like, oh, cool. The very next day.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I'm ready to be with you. See, I don't like that.
So it's not even the situation necessarily, because I don't think that's necessarily fair to judge him for like the way he's feeling, because I know like I've been like in love with someone, and if I could pick anyone, it would be them. It didn't mean that like the people I ended up like having something with didn't mean something to me, but like my heart was like kind of occupied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's uncommon or unrealistic. I just think the way that he has done this, and because you guys started off as like, oh, like we're just going to be physical and nothing else, like that already starts a relationship off feeling like unstable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't depend on it, you know?
Yeah. I feel like if I were you, what I would do is I would not call him out for it, but I would just be like, hey, so just to summarize, you are ready to be with me now because you just saw your ex and she moved on. So now you're ready to move on. Do you realize how that could make me feel in any way? So why don't you take some time to yourself and like really actually get over this? Because if we were to get together, then like there can't be a trace of her left on you, you know? Yeah.
He sounds like he's just not, like even when he was like, if I could love someone, I would want it to be you. Like, it's just, he doesn't sound like a good.
I don't like it.
Communicator.
So I've decided I don't like it.
I think I'm not opposed to it.
I don't like it.
But I would say if I were you, I would be like, hey, the way everything has happened has made me feel very like, oh, shoot, I wanted chicken, but they're out, so I guess I'll take pork. You know what I mean? Like, and I deserve better than that. So I think that you need to take time. Yeah. To like heal, get closure, like do whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep being myself. And if you decide like you really want something with me, then like pursue me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come after me. And if I'm still available, cool.
Confidence is sexy as hell.
Yeah.
And if you do really want to be with him, like actually, then I would just very, very confidently remind him of what a catch you are and what Taryn said. I would be like, listen, you're a mess right now.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for that. You call me when you're like done.
Yeah.
When you're fully done with her and healed. Then you give me a call. But as of right now, no.
Yeah.
I think he's a hot mess and you don't want to get involved in that.
Yeah. You don't want to be someone's Band-Aid.
Mm-mm.
You want to be someone's like, you know, whatever.
100%.
Someone's Neosporin. I don't know. I was like, what's better than a Band-Aid? I don't know. Okay. So yeah, Kat, good luck with everything. I just think remember what you deserve and don't settle. And maybe like while he's getting closure, flirt with someone else.
Wait, let me finish.
Because I do think sometimes you get caught in you put people on a pedestal and you kind of get like blinded by who they are and think like, oh, they're my everything. Especially guys that make themselves unavailable, you chase and you get so like obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a palate cleanser to then see like, oh, wow, I was just wanting attention and I had like put his name to like love and affection. Or you like experience something with someone else and you're like, no, dang, like I really do want him.
Yeah.
So not saying like just go around and start hooking up with people, but even just get yourself open to like flirting with a guy, going on a date and seeing if you're like, wow, like while I'm with him, like I'm like, this feels exciting.
Yeah.
Or are you like, I want to be here with Aaron. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One of my favorite podcasts and people that I follow on Instagram is We Met at Acme, and she posts a lot of like, I think I've mentioned this before, but she posts a lot of like dating advice, and she recently got engaged and she posted this whole thing about dating, and she was like, why you should always be dating multiple people in the beginning stages of a relationship. And she was like, love does weird. One of the main things was like, love does weird things to you. And sometimes you think you have a catch when they're not, and you need to date other people to see what this person really is.
Interesting.
In comparison to like other guys.
Yeah.
And like,
ouch.
see what works well with you, see what doesn't work well with you, see what you vibe with and what you don't vibe with. And like, maybe you're dating someone and you're like, nothing's really there. And then you go on another date and it's awful. And you're like, wait, we actually had a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, so she was like, she wasn't saying like, play the field and go like sleep around with everyone.
No, no.
But just go allow yourself to be surrounded by other options, because there's so many other options out there before deciding on this one person who has a burden that he, like, he's messy right now.
Yeah.
So it might be good to let yourself date other people and just see, you know? We don't know what's going to happen, but just see.
I really agree.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Same page.
I don't want to brag, but I feel like we nailed that.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Come to us for all your advice. Oh, wait, you did. Oh, my God. Are you good?
I almost spit my coffee out.
All right, Ash, what do you got for us today?
We have a very, we're going on a very different side of things, which
love
is great. And this one just kind of like goes ahead and says everything in the title, but I'm going to say it because there's no like suspense in it. The title is My BFF Changed Her Phone Number and Didn't Tell Me.
That's,
my damn.
Wow. That's like
aggressive.
Okay,
let's dive in. Okay. Hello, ladies. I would like to stay anonymous. I would like to start off by thanking you for making this podcast. It got me through some very lonely months during my freshman year of college, and I truly feel like I'm talking to my friend when I listen to UA. I would like your advice on how to handle this situation, if it helps. I'm a type 6 for reference.
Okay.
So 6s are the loyalists. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, go bad case scenario first, are very prepared for every bad case scenario because they thought it through multiple times. They tend to have a lot of anxiety. And that's a 6, but they're also super, super loyal, and which I think is important. Once you're in their circle, they will die for you.
Yeah.
And there's no breaking out of their circle.
Yeah.
And let's continue. She writes, I met one of my best friends, let's call her T, when she transferred to my school and a mutual friend suggested that we become roommates. We hit it off instantly and she became my best friend. I even spent the following summer working and living with her at her parents' Florida beach house. Unfortunately, after only 1 year, T transferred again to go to a bigger school with a better social / party scene. I get it.
I mean.
We still stayed close and had weekly phone calls scheduled to keep each other updated in our lives. This semester, we were both supposed to study abroad, her in Italy and me in London. Unfortunately, my school canceled its study abroad program at the last minute, so I was unable to go, but T is currently abroad. The issue started just before T left. I am so excited that she gets to experience studying abroad, as it is something she has always been talking about for pretty much a full year now. I was texting her leading up to her departure saying how I hope she sends me lots of pictures and keeps me updated, and to come back with an Italian boyfriend, lol. I knew her departure date and texted her a long goodbye, but never heard back. I texted her again a week after, thinking she must have been busy with her move and giving her time to settle in. But again, I got no response. After waiting another whole week, I reached out to her sister and asked if she was having cell service issues and wanting to make sure she got my messages and made it there safe. Her sister told me that she had gotten a new phone and SIM card just before leaving for Italy, and her only mode of communication abroad would be using WhatsApp, which is that like app that you can message through. As you can imagine, I was crushed. I am not someone who makes friends easily, so the idea that one of my best friends forgot to give me a way to contact her before going abroad for 7 months was unsettling and has made me overthink our friendship and question if she values me the same way that I value her. I reached out to her on WhatsApp and she was apologetic and promised to call me that weekend. That day rolled around and she had to change the day and said that she would call me the next day instead, and she never did. That was 2 weeks ago, and I haven't heard from her ever since. And I have yet to reach out again, as I do not want to burden her. I know she's abroad having the time of her life and living in the moment, so I don't want to make this special time in her life about me. But it hurts to see her posts on Instagram with comments from her new school friends claiming to be her best friends. It makes me feel like I was just a pit stop for her when I pictured her being a lifelong friend. I guess what I really want to know is whether I should reach out again or not, and how to address this with her. I can't think of any reason why she would do this on purpose. We were in good terms and talking weekly leading up to her departure, but I almost think her forgetting about me is worse than purposely cutting me off. Sorry this is so long, but I would appreciate any, and she adds in parentheses, very solicited advice that you have for me. Lots of love.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine like I just up and left for London and didn't say anything. See, like didn't say, hey, I'm using WhatsApp, didn't give you my number, didn't message you on Instagram. Like what's wild to me is I get the whole, like, I'm sure she was stressed. She might have forgotten to like message her number, new number to people. But there's things like email, there's things like Instagram and Facebook where you can easily slide it and be like, hey, I forgot to tell you I got this. And then especially after having reached out and she still hasn't responded.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like everything separate is like, oh, I can maybe explain that. And then you said something else. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can maybe explain that. But
yeah,
because I could see like her just being so like wrapped up in everything. There's that she forgets
going
to
on.
Say.
Yeah.
And but that should have only lasted for a certain amount of time. Yeah. And then when you reach out, like that was her chance to just say like, I'm so sorry. Like I've been just like wrapped up in stuff. Because even like sometimes there's miscommunications in friendships. I feel like we've even had some, like you're a very like, you'll go on vacation and I won't hear from you because you get just so wrapped in your trip. Mm-hmm. Where I'm a like, oh, I want to tell you about this. Like, oh, this just happened type of person. And I remember there's been times where I've been like, that's so weird. Like, she just leaves and then forgets me. But that's, like, a week vacation or something.
I was going
to
say.
And, like, usually, like, you'll send something or I'll respond to your story and you'll say something back, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a sense of, like, where I have recognized that sometimes you get, like, wrapped in your plans.
Yeah.
But that's very short-lived. And there still is a sense of, like, I know if I texted you, you'd text me back. Like, it's not like you're, like, I'm on vacation, Taryn. I can't be reached.
What I figured out about myself is, and I know this because my mom called me out on it. I went on like a trip overseas and she was like, let me know when you get there. Didn't.
Yeah.
I don't check in.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't want to text or talk. It's I don't think to check in because I'm fine. You know,
in my head, I'm very independent. Like I'm doing my own thing.
I think I really do enjoy that. So there's a part of me that's like, I don't need to. I should if people ask me to. If my mom is like, hey, like you're traveling to like Eastern Europe, like let me know when you land, you know?
Fully, like, which is my point. Like there's people like that. But if I were to text you and be like, hi, like you didn't respond, like what's going on?
I would answer.
You would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Whatever.
Yes.
So I think like enough it's has different. Happened to where it's weird. So if I don't know. I'm the type of person that would reach out again because I'm very much like I want to like hash it out and talk about it type. Whereas Ash, you're a little more like, I don't want to have conflict. Like, whatever. Okay. Obviously, you don't want to talk to me. I could see you being like,
I was going to say,
okay,
if it was me and I was in your shoes, I would read the room and be like, she doesn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I would be like, if she wants to reach out, I've messaged multiple times. That's plenty on my part. Like I've done my part.
Yeah.
She can meet me halfway when she's ready to talk. But if this is something that's going to bother you, eat at you, keep you up at night, then I agree with Taryn. If you want to just get it over with, reach out again and be like, can't help but feel like you hate me.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this?
And I think too, just being like, hey, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if something happened that I'm not aware of or if you're upset with me, but like there was this weird shift and like I'm just kind of confused. Like if you're wanting to just experience your trip, like I'll give you that space, but like am I missing like a piece?
Yeah.
And then it'll be interesting if she says anything. But at the same time, like, you have to remember what you deserve too. Mm-hmm. And friendship doesn't work that way. You can't just like be on and off. Like, you're either there for someone or you're not. So
yeah. I think Anonymous actually worded it really well by saying, like, it's almost worse that she forgot than, like, purposefully was like, oh, I'm busy, I'll text her later or something like that.
Yeah, and we say it with relationships. Like, you can't, no one deserves to, like, try to convince someone to love them. Like, that's so damaging to, like, how you view yourself.
100%.
And I think it's just as damaging in friendships, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's up to you whether, like, you feel like you need to just get that piece out. But I think...
And how close of a friendship you have.
Yeah, I think if this going is something forward...
She said she thought it was a lifelong friendship. Yeah. If you really think that that was the case, then reach out.
I'm curious what it'll be like when she comes back. If all of a sudden she's like, hey, let's pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think but you just need to sit in that.
But even then, she's going to a different school. They're not that close. So... Like, physically.
Woo! Yeah, I think you need to take all that energy and effort that you've been putting in thinking about her and being sad about her and focus it on other relationships in your life and finding other friendships.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think things have a way of working themselves out. When she comes back, maybe you can pick up. I had a friend with a very similar thing. Like, she left, was in different chapters of life, and totally abandoned me. And there were even times where I was like... going through stuff and I was calling her because I think my grandpa had just passed. I'd gone through a breakup. Like, I was just struggling. And so I was calling and just like, I literally saying like, I need you. Like, I need you. And totally ignored me. And then she comes back. And, you know, it was years of being heartbroken, being like, oh my God, after all these years, like all this stuff. She comes back and tries to just be like, oh my God, hey, let's hang out. And I was like so
devastated.
I was so broken and had already like put that wall up between me and her. Mm-hmm. And I never was able to like get over it. Like, I was cordial and whatever, but I kind of was very clear that like a friendship was not going to like happen. So it just depends what type of person you are.
Yeah.
But I think that just sitting and being sad is like never something anyone deserves.
No.
So I would say your piece that you have to say, and then I would like be active in trying to like live your life.
And full circle, back to the We Met at Acme podcast. There's always others out there. So maybe this is a good season for you to go and try, intentionally go and try to make other friendships and see if you actually had a good friendship with this girl who's studying with T. Like,
fully.
What if it actually wasn't a healthy, balanced friendship? What if you thought it was and it wasn't, and you go out and you start making other friends and you see what a healthy friendship actually looks like?
Yeah.
You know? So.
No, totally.
Go make friends.
Yeah.
Go live your life for you, and then.
It's never too late.
I think you'd be shocked. No.
Me and Ash met after college.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I was in college.
Kind of still in college. I had like barely graduated, which I'm older than you, so equal.
Equals. Equals.
But yeah, like, you just have to put yourself out there and like the right people will find their way into your life. Yeah. I really believe that. So.
1,000% agree with Taryn.
Dang. Well, keep us posted.
You know. If you want
to
reach out to her and then immediately email us with an update, we wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
But you got this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, in true UA tradition, I'm going to end us with a dad joke.
Thank God.
Ready?
Yes.
I got distracted because I started reading the other one and I was like, wait, is that one better? But I'm going to stick with this. I'm giving my chimney away for free. You could say it's on the house. Why do have you noticed when I deliver it? I'm like,
she always Taryn, if you guys are not watching the YouTube, Taryn's always finger gunning and always like, your voice goes in that like register.
Yep.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
You know, I am a trendsetter because if you look on TikTok, everyone's always doing the finger gun sound. I'm like,
that was all you?
I walked before you could
run.
That
was all you?
It was
me. You started finger guns?
I invented it.
Guys, thank you so much for making it all the way to the dad joke. If you did, we love you the mostest. If you are sitting on a story that you want to share, a funny story, a serious story, doesn't matter, write it in because we would love to hear it and tell you what you should and should not do.
Yes.
as we do.
Make your lives better.
Obviously.
One episode at a time.
Just changing the world.
Yeah.
For the better.
We love you all, and we will see you again next week. Hear you again next week. Talk to you again next week.
Okay. One of those. All of those.
Bye.